Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around. Am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. So, what do you do when you are so stressed out you can't even think straight? I'll be answering that momentarily, but first, I want to share with you a little backstory. So, a little over a week ago, we had no hot water in our house. Now, we are fairly new homeowners and hadn't dealt with this problem before, but thank goodness for YouTube and my husband being willing to watch enough videos to figure out how to relight our pilot light. So within a day or so, we were back in business. Well, fast forward a few days, and in Kansas City, the high for the week was 9 degrees with many days dipping below zero. We hadn't seen these temps in years, and it seemed to come out of nowhere because there were a few days the previous week that were in the 50s. So besides being cold and avoiding going outside at all possible costs, we were fine for a few days, but then Saturday morning we woke up and all of our pipes were frozen. You know that pit you get in your stomach when something bad happens? Yeah, I immediately had that. So, of course, we went to the Google for help, as well as a couple of friends and family members. And we found out there isn't a whole lot you can do, but there were a few things. Take a blow dryer to the pipes, boil water and pour it down the drain slowly, boil water and let the steam heat up the pipes under the sinks, use a space heater, turn up the heat in the house. Nothing seemed to be working though, and I could feel my anxiety levels increasing by the minute. My house was a disaster, especially because we had to pull everything from under all the cabinets and sinks in order to get to the pipes, so there was clutter everywhere. Ralph and I were at each other's throats because we were both starting to feel the stress. Not so much of the temporary inconvenience, but the fact that maybe our pipes would burst. Now, the toilets were also filling up. I started to think about how high our gas bill was going to be, how expensive a plumber could be if our pipes did burst, and the laundry was piling higher and higher. So, needless to say, Saturday was a stressful day. Sunday, I woke up a little before 7 a.m. and was still a bit stressed, especially as I came down the stairs and saw again the clutter everywhere. But after I fed Mamba and started reading my devotions, I began to feel a sense of peace and was reminded how, in the grand scheme of things, this is so minor. And I began to think of all the blessings I was experiencing instead. For one, I looked at the weather and it was 1 degree outside, but I was in my nice, warm, cozy house. I started to imagine if instead our heat went out. Now that would be a much worse problem than not having water. I also thought about the fact that I did run the dishwasher the evening before the pipes froze, so we had quite a few clean dishes, silverware, mugs, all the essentials. It could have been that I had a dishwasher full of dirty dishes right now. My sister-in-law also graciously invited us to shower at her house, which is thankfully less than 10 minutes from where we live. I also became aware of the fact that we do still have plenty of clean clothes. And Mamba was honestly extremely well behaved yesterday, all things considered. I usually try to walk him 1 to 3 times per day, but I wasn't really feeling that -2 degrees the day before. We found these huge 3-foot rawhide bones, though, and he absolutely loves them and was perfectly content in the house. We also have a grocery store 2 minutes away and can easily run up there to get more gallons of water or any other essentials. So, even though it was still stressful, I was realizing it could have been so much worse. And I realized how much that I take water for granted. I'm so used to being able to do laundry whenever I want, run the dishwasher, shower, etc. But I need to realize what a gift this is instead of just assuming it is my right to have it whenever I want. I know once it does come back on, I am going to appreciate it so much more and do my absolute best to make a point to thank God for it. Well, around 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, I went downstairs to work out and checked the sink down there, which is close to the main water source. And there was a small, steady flow of water coming out. Now, not full pressure, of course, but it was definitely progress. So I turned to God and thanked Him for that. And I just felt His loving arms around me, telling me, "Cherie, I've got this. Do you trust me?" And I can honestly say I did, and I do. And I felt this overwhelming sense of peace come over me. And for even more reassurance, I turned to God's word, and I wanted to share a few passages with you that I came across. Psalm 34, verse 17. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. John 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 32, verse 8. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Isaiah 58, verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. This one especially hit home for me, given my circumstance. Matthew 6, verse 27. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Psalm 56, verse 3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Romans 8, verse 18. The pain that you've been feeling can't compare to the joy that's coming. Psalm 34, verse 4. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with all of you. So, what trial are you facing right now? What's weighing you down, stressing you out, causing you anxiety, making you lose sleep at night? Whatever it is for you, I just encourage you to give it to the Lord right now. You don't have to carry that heavy burden on your own any longer. You don't have to be filled with stress because He is in control. When we fully embrace that fact and allow Him to take the reins, life just becomes simpler. Of course, we will still have problems, but anything that arises, we can have comfort in knowing that God is going to take care of us. Am I right? Well, I have to admit, I myself had to come back to these verses several times throughout this past week. I was hoping and praying that the pipes would thaw out within a couple of days, but right now we are going on 1 week, and I know that my faith is being tested. I literally broke down one morning and started bawling because of the stress. I was missing the comfort of being able to shower whenever I wanted, wash my hands thoroughly, wash my face, run the dishwasher, do laundry throughout the week. Again, I didn't realize how much I take these things for granted. And even though my sister-in-law was more than welcoming to Ralph and I and told us we can shower and fill up our water jugs whenever we need to, my pride was starting to get in the way. We don't like having to rely on others for help, do we? Well, after talking to my brother, he mentioned the possibility that maybe we deal with challenges like this to remind us again of how much we need our Heavenly Father. Trust me, I would much rather not learn it the hard way, but it never seems to sink in any other way, does it? Every day that passes now, though, I'm going to strive to continue to remind myself to surrender to God and to be grateful for everything that I do have. So here are some steps that we can all use in the future when something unexpected happens that is out of our control. Step number one, allow yourself to feel the frustration, anger, and any other emotions that come up for you. But here's the kicker. Only for 5 minutes. That's all you get. That's all I get. I learned this technique from Hal Elrod. Step two, take a few deep breaths. In episode 12, titled, Would You Like to Hear an Easy Way to Speed Up Your Metabolism and Burn More Fat? I shared with you the 5-5-7 breathing technique. So just as a reminder, you breathe in for 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, and breathe out for 7 seconds. And you repeat that process about 10 times. I promise you'll immediately feel relief. Step three, turn to God in prayer and just talk to Him about what you're going through, just like you would a friend. He wants to be there for you, but you have to be willing to let him in. Step number four, go to his word and search for verses to help you with what you're going through. Or you could always come right back here and listen to the verses I just shared with you. Step five, now that you're in a better mindset, think about what you're going through and find the blessings. Think about how it could be worse, but also think about some of the things leading up that happened that you can see God had a hand in to help prepare you for this situation. Think about some of the things leading up that happened that you can see God had a hand in to help prepare you for this situation. Again, for me, the fact that I ran the dishwasher ahead of time, I had done some of the laundry the previous day. We had a warm house, a place to shower, and a grocery store just minutes away, not to mention two working vehicles to take us there. Step six. Now from this place, again, go to God in prayer, asking for his guidance and what you can do to find a solution to the problem or find the peace that you need. I know life is so stressful, and we all experience unexpected twists and turns, but it's so much easier to handle with God on our side. And it's definitely easier said than done. Trust me. Our pipes are still frozen as I'm recording this. But when we can take a step back and learn to do some reflection and not just immediately expect the worst and let the situation totally consume us, like I did for several days this week, then over time, we will find that we can begin to roll with the punches more, so to speak, because we again have surrendered to God and given him control. Well, why don't we go ahead and close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, you know the trials we each are facing in this moment. Please give us the strength to fully surrender to you, to stop trying to take control and do things our way, and instead give it all to you. We so often forget that we don't have to carry these heavy burdens on our own. We don't have to be consumed by stress and worry. Today, we graciously thank you for the gift of your love and peace. Please help us find restoration in this situation we are facing and know that you have a plan and are working everything together for our good. Please again give us peace and remind us to turn to you anytime we begin to feel that stress and anxiety taking over again. We love you and are grateful for all of the blessings that you've given us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.